Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you.
Second Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took him 2 wives, and he begot sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this, that Joash was minded to repair the house of Yahweh. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather all Israel money to repair the house of our mighty one from year to year. And see that ye hasten the matter, howbeit the Levites hasten it not. And the king called Jehoiada the chief, and said unto him, Why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of Mighty One, and also all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh, did they bestow upon Baalim. And at the king's commandment, they made a chest, and set it out at the gate of the house of Yahweh. And they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem, to bring to Yahweh the collection that Moses the servant of Mighty One laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced, and brought in and cast into the chest, until they had made an end. Now it came to pass that at which time the chest was brought into the king's office by the hand of the Levites. And when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest, and took it, and carried it into his place again. Thus they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of Yahweh, and also such wrought iron and brass to mend the house of Yahweh. So the workmen wrought, and the work was perfect by them, and they set in the house of Mighty One in estate, and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. Wherefore were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, even vessels to minister, and to offer withal, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada waxed old, and was full of days when he died. 130 years was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward Mighty One and toward his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah, and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them, and they left the house of Yahweh, Mighty One of their fathers, and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of Mighty One came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith the Mighty One, Why transgress ye the commandments of Yahweh, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken Yahweh, he hath also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the command of the king in the court of the house of Yahweh. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness of Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh look upon it, and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year, that the host of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all the spoil of them into the king of Damascus. For the armies of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great host into their hands, because they had forsaken Yahweh, mighty one of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him in his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchres of the kings. And these are they that conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shimeoth, and Amoritus, and Jehozabad the son of Shimereth, a Moabitess. Now concerning the sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the repairing of the house of Mighty One, behold, are they written in the story of the book of the kings? And Amaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew the servants that had killed the king his father. But he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where Yahweh commanded, saying, the father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered from them 20 years and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of Mighty One to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for Yahweh is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it, be strong for the battle. Mighty One shall make thee fall before the enemy, for Mighty One hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of Mighty One, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I gave to the army of Israel? And the man of Mighty One answered, Yahweh is able to give thee much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come out of Ephraim, to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself, and led forth his people, and went into the valley of Salt, and smote the children of Seir 10,000. And other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive, and brought them unto the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were broken into pieces. But the soldiers of the armies which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell into the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Beth-horon, and smote 3,000 men, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the mighty ones of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his mighty ones, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, why hast thou sought after the mighty ones of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of thy hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, art thou made the king's counsel? forbear? Why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that mighty one have determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took advice, and sent to Joaz, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another in the face. And Joaz, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trod down the thistle. Thou sayest, Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thy heart lifted up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hearken, for it came of mighty one, that he might deliver him into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after mighty ones of Edom. So Joash, the king of Israel, went up, and they saw one another in the face, both he and Amaziah, king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. And Joash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate to Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of Mighty One with Obededom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostage also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following Yahweh, they had conspired against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him, and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses, and buried him with his father in the city of Judah.
2 Chronicles chapter 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. And he built Elath, and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 15 and 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought Mighty One in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of Mighty One. And as long as he sought Yahweh, Mighty One made him to prosper. And he sent forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And Mighty One helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerba'el, and the Mehunims. And the Amorites gave gift to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even in the entering of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel he loved husbandry.
Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men. They went out to war in bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for him throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upward and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far and abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against Yahweh his mighty one, and went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh, that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appeareth that unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Yahweh, but to the priests the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thy honor from Yahweh mighty one. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of Yahweh, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out, because Yahweh had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of Yahweh, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write? So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him and his father in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, He is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead.
2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of Yahweh, and the people did yet corruptly. He built the high gate of the house of Yahweh, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against him. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before Yahweh his mighty one. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars, and his ways, lo, are they written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah? He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz his son reigned in his stead.
2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, like David his father. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Baalim. Moreover,
he burnt incense in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, after the abominations of the heathen, whom Yahweh had cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Wherefore Yahweh his mighty one delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him, and carried away a great multitude of them captives, and brought them to Damascus. And he also delivered him into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. For Pekah the son of Remaliah slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, which were valiant men, because they had forsaken Yahweh mighty one of their fathers. And Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, slew Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azrakim, the governor of the house, and Elkanah, that was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captives of their brethren, 200,000, women, sons, and daughters, and they took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of Yahweh was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out before the host that came to Samaria, and said unto them, Behold, because Yahweh mighty one of your fathers was wroth with Judah, he hath delivered them into your hand, and ye have slain them in a rage that reaches up into heaven. And now ye purpose to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for bondmen and bondwomen unto you. But are they not with you, even with you, sins against Yahweh your mighty one? Now hear from Now hear me therefore, and deliver the captives again, which ye have taken captive of your brethren, for the fierce wrath of Yahweh is upon you. Then certain of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Berechiah the son of Meshalameth, Jehizkiah, and the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Hilliar, who stood against them that came from the war, and said unto them, Ye shall not bring in the captives hither, for whereas we have offended against Yahweh already, ye intend to add more to our sins and to our trespass? For our trespass is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel. So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the congregation. And the men which were expressed by the name rose up, and took the captives, and with the spoil cloth all that were naked among them, and arrayed them, and shook them, and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon asses, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren. Then they returned to Samaria. At that time King Ahaz sent unto the kings of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come and smitten Judah, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the low country, and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh, and Ajalon, and Gederoth, and Shoko, with the villages thereof, and Timnah, with the villages thereof, Gimzo also, and the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. For Yahweh had brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he made Judah naked, and transgressed sore against Yahweh, until Gath-Pinnesar, king of Assyria, came unto him, and distressed him, but strengthened him not. For Ahaz took away a portion of the house of Yahweh, and out of the house of the king, and of the princes, and gave it into the king of Assyria, but he helped him not. And in the time of his distress did he transgress yet more against Yahweh. This is that king Ahaz. For he sacrificed unto the mighty ones of Damascus, which smote him, and he said, Because the mighty ones of the kings of Syria helped them, therefore I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him, and of all Israel.
And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of Mighty One, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of Mighty One, and shut up the doors of the house of Yahweh. And he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every several city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense unto other mighty ones, and provoked the anger of Yahweh, Mighty One of their fathers. Now the rest of his acts, and all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem. But they brought him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his stead.
2 Chronicles chapter 29.
Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh, and repaired them. And he brought the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of Yahweh, Mighty One of our fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have transgressed and done that which is evil in the eyes of Yahweh our Mighty One, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahweh, and turned their backs. Also, they have shut up the doors of the porch, and have put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto Mighty One of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of Yahweh was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives even in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for Yahweh hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that ye should minister unto him, and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasa, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Jehalilel, and of the Gershonites, Joha the son of Zemar, and Eden the son of Joha, and the sons of Elizaphan, Shimrai, and Jael, and the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and the sons of Heman, Jehael, and Shimei, and the sons of Jeduthun, Shimeah, and Uzael. And they gathered their brethren, and sanctified themselves, and came, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of Yahweh. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of Yahweh, to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanliness that they found in the temple of Yahweh into the court of the house of Yahweh. And the Levites took it, to carry it out abroad into the brook of Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of Yahweh. So they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, We have cleansed all the house of Yahweh, and the altar of burnt offering, with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table, with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of Yahweh. Then Hezekiah the king rose early,
and gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of Yahweh. And they brought 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he commanded the priests and the sons of Aaron to offer them on the altar of Yahweh. So they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them. And the priests killed them, and made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar, to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, and with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of Yahweh by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh began also with the trumpets, and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. And Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto Yahweh. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, and 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Yahweh. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Wherefore their brethren the Levites did help them, till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart and sanctified themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, but the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of Yahweh was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that Mighty One had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly.
2 Chronicles chapter 30. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover unto Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, at Jerusalem. For they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto Yahweh, Mighty One of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And be not like ye like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against Yahweh, Mighty One of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Now be ye not stiff-necked,
as your fathers were. But yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve Yahweh your mighty one, that the fierce of his wrath may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto Yahweh, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them to captivity, so that they shall come again into this land. For Yahweh your mighty one is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if ye return unto him. So the post passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of Mighty One was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and the princes by the word of Yahweh. And they assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense they took away, and cast them into the brook of Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offering into the house of Yahweh. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of Mighty One. The priests sprinkled blood, which they received of the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of killing the Passover for everyone that was unclean, to sanctify them unto Yahweh. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Yahweh pardon everyone that prepares his heart to seek Mighty One, Yahweh Mighty One of his fathers, though he be not cleaned according to the purification of the sanctuary. And Yahweh hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised Yahweh day by day, singing with loud instruments unto Yahweh. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of Yahweh. And they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to Yahweh, Mighty One of their fathers. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days, and they kept other 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep. And a great number of the priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not like in Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites arose, and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven.
2 Chronicles chapter 31. Now when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out to the cities of Judah, and brake the images in pieces, and cut down the groves, and threw down the high places and the altars out of all Judah and Benjamin, and in Ephraim also, and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession, unto their own cities. And Hezekiah appointed the course of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks, and to praise in the gates of the tents of Yahweh.
And he appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and for the new moons, and for the set feast, as it is written in the law of Yahweh. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priest and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of Yahweh. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field. And they tithed of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in tithes of oxen and sheep, and the tithes of holy things which were consecrated unto Yahweh, their mighty one, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the prince came and saw the heaps, they blessed Yahweh and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned the priest and the Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of Yahweh, we have had enough to eat and have plenty left. For Yahweh hath blessed his people, that which is left, and that which is left is this great store." Then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of Yahweh, and they prepared them. And they brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated things faithfully, which over Cononiah the Levite was ruler, and Shemaiah his brother was the next, and Jehiel, and Azariah, and Nehath, and Asahel, and Jeremoth, and Jozabad, and Elael, and Ishmachiah, and Mahath, and Benaiah, were overseers under the hand of Cononiah, and Shemaiah his brother, at the command of Hezekiah the king, and Azariah the ruler of the house of Mighty One, and Koer the son of Imnah the Levite, the porter toward the east, was over the freewill offering of Mighty One, to distribute the oblations of Yahweh and the most holy things. And next him were Eden, and Meniamin, and Jeshua, and Shimeah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, and the cities of the priests, in their set office, to give their brethren by courses, as well the great as to the small. Beside their genealogy of males, from 3 years old and upward, even unto every one that entereth into the house of Yahweh, his daily portion of their service in their charges according to their courses. Both the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers, and the Levites, from 20 years old and upward, and their charges by their courses. And the genealogy of all the little ones, with their wives, and their sons, and their daughters, throughout all the congregation, for in their set office they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also the sons of Aaron the priest, which were in the fields of the suburbs of the cities, and every several city, the men that were expressed by name, to give portion to all the males among the priests, and to all that were reckoned by genealogies among the Levites. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought which was good and right and true before Yahweh his Mighty One. And in every work he began in the service of the house of Mighty One, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his Mighty One, he did all with his heart, and prospered.
2 Chronicles chapter 32. After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came, and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him.
So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the king of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers and another wall without and repaired Milo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is Yahweh our mighty one, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem. But he himself laid siege against Lachish and all his powers with him, unto Hezekiah king of Judah, and unto all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Sennacherib, king of Assyria, Whereon do ye trust, that ye abide in the siege of Jerusalem? Doth not Hezekiah persuade you to give yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, Yahweh our mighty one shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hath not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, Ye shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it? Know ye not what I and my father have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the mighty ones of the nations of those lands any way able to deliver their land out of my hand? Who was there among all the mighty ones of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your mighty one should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now therefore, let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter, neither yet believe him. For no mighty one of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much more shall your mighty one deliver you out of my hand? And his servants spake yet more against Yahweh mighty one, and against his servant Hezekiah. And he wrote also letters to rail on Yahweh mighty one of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, As the mighty ones of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall not the mighty one of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand. And they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to frighten them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spake against the mighty one of Jerusalem, and against the mighty ones of the people of the earth, which were the works of the hands of man. And for this cause Hezekiah the king, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, prayed and cried to heaven. And Yahweh sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and the captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his mighty one, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with his sword. Thus Yahweh saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto Yahweh of Jerusalem, to present to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all the nations from thenceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and he prayed unto Yahweh, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not against according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself with the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of Yahweh came not upon him in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceedingly much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices,
and for shields, and for all the manner of pleasant jewels, storehouses also for the increase of corn, and wine, and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts, and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities, and possessions of flocks, and herds in abundance, for Mighty One had given him substance very much. This same Hezekiah also stopped up the upper watercourse of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. Howbeit, in the business of the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, he sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. Mighty One left him to try him, that he might know that all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the son of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead.
2 Chronicles chapter 33.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 15 and 5 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom Yahweh had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again in the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baalim, and made groves, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house of Yahweh, whereof Yahweh had said, "In Jerusalem shall my name be forever." But he built altars for the hosts of the heavens, in the two courts of the house of Yahweh. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the sons of Hinnom. Also he observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dwelt with a familiar spirit, and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of Mighty One, which Mighty One had said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law, and the statutes, and the ordinance, by the hand of Moses." So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, whom Yahweh had destroyed before the children of Israel. And Yahweh spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore Yahweh brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought Yahweh his Mighty One, and humbled himself greatly before the Mighty One of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh, he was Mighty One. Now after this he built a wall without the city of David, on the west side of Gihon, in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed it about Ophel, and raised it up very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange mighty ones, and the idol out of the house of Yahweh, and all the altars that he built in the mount of the house of Yahweh, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings, and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in high places, yet unto Yahweh, their Mighty One only. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer unto his Mighty One, and the words of the seer that spake to him in the name of Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel.
his prayer also, and how Mighty One was entreated of him, and all his sins, and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images, before he was humbled, behold, they were written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and humbled not himself before Yahweh, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against the king Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead.
Second Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba.